Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Rutherford Issues powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Hey, a reminder that if you have a different phone number than maybe you had before, different email address, you've gotten rid of that AOL and gone to something like Gmail, well, you need to let our friends at Middle Tennessee Electric know. They contact you through email and phone with alerts like outages, important information about your account, things like that. So be sure to get that changed. It's simple. Go to mte.com to get everything taken care of there. Well, today we are talking with James Price of the Better Business Bureau, and joins us here every couple of weeks to talk about various things. James, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Brian. How are you doing today?
I'm well. I'm doing well. So what's new in your world?
So over the past week or so, I've been able to go out and give several presentations to our county and neighboring communities about different scams that go on. And this week, I just wanted to go back and reinforce some of the things that we've talked about in the past, because some of these people have talked about being scammed. It's some of the same things over and over again. And so what we want to do is really reiterate what are some of the scams out there that people are falling for right now. The one that caught my attention this week was somebody in one of these classes, somebody they knew was making a personal relationship with Keanu Reeves online.
Wow.
And Keanu was going to give this lady $100,000 and a new Porsche.
Now that's a friend.
Yes. However, you know, as he was making the arrangements and this, that, and the other, it came up that Keanu needed some money.
Yeah, you know, and John Wick needs lots of money.
And so what ended up is she sent him some money by wire transfer. And we're not just talking about a little bit of money. We're talking about a pretty good chunk of change.
Oh, no.
Well, then, you know, Keanu apparently got a hold of her again and said, oh, yeah, I'm still going to send you this money and still going to send you this car. And then a few days later, he said, oh, something else came up. Can you send me some more money? And, you know, I'm sure Keanu is pretty well set. I mean, probably if we had his money, we could probably throw ours away, you know? So he doesn't need somebody to send him money to get gas in his car or ship something or whatever it is.
Yeah, I wouldn't think so.
Yeah. So, as we're kind of going through this today, I just want to kind of look at, we're going to visit the latest scam tracker report and just remind people what happens when you get scammed. And, you know, we'll start with the non-financial impacts of scams, like time loss, personal information loss, mental health impacted because now you're stressing over that. Your financial stability gets tracked, your credit health, not the best, you know, you'll have to go through and redo that. And of course, from the potential of lost earnings overall is big, because now what you have to do is you have to take time off of work to settle all these issues you have. And, you know, if this happens too much, your employer may get tired of putting up with some of the things that you're doing. Mm. So, and I want to remind everybody again, there's no such thing as a free ride. Some of the people reported at some of these seminars we were doing that the government was going to send them some money and they needed to pay a fee up front to get it. Or they applied for a loan, and in order to process the loan, they had to pay a fee. I think we've talked about this before. If you're going to get a loan, you need money. You can't pay money to get money. So anytime that there's a loan out there that has an associated upfront fee with it, you're into a scam. And then, of course, the other thing too is, how are whatever you're involved in, I don't care if you're buying something online or somebody says they're having an issue, the red flag should pop up when somebody says, well, I need you to pay me in a gift card or crypto or a wire transfer. I mean, those are the top three things that people that should just really grab your attention
Yeah.
when people are trying to sell you, or maybe they call you up and they're acting like your grandchild and they say, hey, I've been arrested. Please don't call mom and dad, but I need $500 to bail me out of jail. You're dealing with a scam artist at this point in time.
Yeah, and do you mind doing it on a green dot card? You know.
Right. Or I can take crypto from you.
That's the big thing now, isn't it? Crypto.
Yes, because crypto, you can't, once it's gone, it's gone. And you got to remember your passwords. There's no kind of way to recall those passwords. So you have to really know what you're doing. And so anybody out there who is approached with crypto, whether somebody wants to sell it to you, you want to buy it, people want you to pay in crypto, whatever it is, unless you know about crypto, you don't need to be dealing in it. It's not like just cash or your checking account or a credit card. There's a lot of other things that kind of go along with that. So just kind of warning people that, how people want you to pay for something for a product or service can tell you a lot about whether or not this is going to come true in the end or not.
Well, we've got James Price of the Better Business Bureau joining us here, and you hear these scams, and I guarantee you that you're like me. You hear this and you think, if Keanu Reeves called me, I would be, smart enough not to figure that out. But
Right.
these things have gotten so, and with the use of AI, they've gotten so good at spoofing voices. I'm hearing that just the voicemail on a phone can then be inserted using AI somehow, and they can mimic almost exactly that person's voice. So, say my son had his voicemail, his voice on the voicemail, they could take that, put it in, run it through AI, and then have a conversation with me through AI, and I probably would fall for that one. It's like I'm talking to him, you know?
Right. Yeah. It's just, it's crazy what AI is doing. I mean, there's a lot of good things AI can do, but along with anything good, the scammers try to look for a way to capitalize on that overall. So what we want to do is we want to remind everybody here, what are the current top 10 riskiest scams out there? And if you come across any of these where you're thinking this could be a problem, you need to back up. And the number one is investment or cryptocurrency. Absolutely number one. People are losing the most money for it. They're falling for it the most. Not only on the way people are paid for it, but the scammers will make you feel like you can make a lot of money real quick on crypto, and that just leaves you open to susceptibility of that. They want you to buy into crypto, and then that money's gone. Second biggest one is employment scams. And a lot of it has to do with people wanting to work from home. In the presentations that I gave this week, I just asked everybody in the group, I said, how many of y'all would like to have a work from home job? Everybody's hand in the whole place went up. I said, yep. Everybody wants a work from home job. And so what that does is it tells the scammers, well, I just need to tie into your emotions on this and offer you something really big that I can take your money from, because you're going to think that you're going to get a work from home job that's going to have all these perks.
Yeah.
And people are falling for it like crazy. I'm amazed the amount of people who I see that they apply for a job and they have a job interview and they've never been face to face with somebody. They do everything via text message, email, or a text message or email are the two big ones, and it's never face to face. Even with the Zoom and Teams calls and things you can have when you can have a face to face conversation, they don't use that. And if you have a legitimate company, you should be able to ask some questions about that. Don't get all tied up in the fact that this company is going to offer you $100,000 and 4 weeks off of vacation a year, and they're going to pay for your health insurance and allow you to work from home. Just give us your social security number and your birth date and all this other information along the way. And then, of course, we're going to send you a check to help you get started, and you get the check in, and the check's not any good. And then you've cashed it and you're out that money. So a lot of things that are happening with employment scams. The other ones we come up to are romance scams and friendship scams. I had to remind people that, one of the things that these scammers will do is they'll actually scan through the obituaries, and they'll try to prey on the people who lost a spouse or lost, a partner or something, and they'll befriend them. These kind of scams can go on for a while before they actually start taking money from you. Online purchases, again, if it's too good to be true, Xboxes don't sell for $50 somewhere.
No.
Okay. So bottom line here is if you see a product that you want to buy and it's at a ridiculously low price, you need to really do some more homework on that. Home improvement scams is the next one on the list. Phishing and social engineering, where people just try to get your information. We already talked about advanced loan fees. That's still in the top 10. Travel, vacations, timeshares, that kind of thing. There's some good vacation companies out there who can help you get a good vacation. And I can tell you there's several in town here and in the middle Tennessee, and they'll meet with you face to face. Some of them even have an office. You don't need to do that over the phone to get a Disney trip for 80% off, which you're only going to ever just lose the deposit money that you gave them. The government grants, this is where we got into. There's no such thing as free money. And the other thing is that the government does not call you. And then, of course, tech support is another big one, where we talked about how sometimes people get this warning on their screen that says, "Don't touch your computer, call this number," or blah, blah, blah. If you do anything to your computer, it's gonna blow all your information away. And from my experience on that is, if you ever get that warning on your computer, sometimes you can just turn your computer off and back on again, and it goes away. So if you ever get something like that, before you call some tech support number, hit Control Alt Delete. And then again, if you need to find somebody for tech support, there's plenty of tech support peoples that you can find on Better Business Bureau here locally, and they'll actually come to you overall. So those are still the top 10 riskiest scams out there. And of course, the other one is the stick, where of course, I'll back up for a minute on the text messages on the bills that you're getting from another state because you have a toll road fee or something you didn't pay. Those are all bogus scams. I had somebody call me a couple of weeks ago, and this guy lost $5,000 where he paid for these toll road things, and he thought it was real because he had actually been to that state within the last 60 days, and he actually paid the money, and there was no way to get it back because he paid for it by a gift card or money order or wire fee. And then the other part about the stick is when you get these calls that said, "Hey, we're from the government. There's a warrant out for your arrest. If you don't pay this fine right now over the phone, then we're going to come pick you up. We're 4 blocks from your house." And so on those, it's like, "Well, come pick me up then. If you know where I'm at, come get me." I don't know of a SWAT team out there or a police department in the world that goes out to make an arrest and calls the people ahead of time and says, "Oh, by the way, we're fixing to come pick you up and arrest you and take you to jail. Would you mind just kind
But
of"
it's that initial shock that they hope that you kind of lose your sense of, making sense of the situation, in lack of better words.
Right. And then, of course, the FOMO. You fear missing out. They're always going to say, "Hey, well, if you don't take care of this today, then you're going to miss out." And your answer to that should always be, well, then I'm going to miss out. I'm not going to do this. But I say, a lot of times we just should just use common sense, but a lot of times what happens is emotions override common sense. And this is where people lose money and that kind of thing. So just a word to the wise out there, and maybe a word to the unwise. Be careful about what you're doing out there and how people reach out to you and that kind of thing.
Good advice today from James Price of the Better Business Bureau. All the scams that are going on out there, just pause, take a moment, think, when some of these situations pop up. James, as always, thank you so much.
Thank you, Brian. Have a great day.
James Price is a great resource here in Rutherford County for businesses, for consumers like you. So gobbb.org, gobbb.org, where you can find more information about our Better Business Bureau.